Vans on Patrol time. It's Vans on Patrol time.
Okay, that's episode 189. Cobra Kai with Dragons in the Dungeon. And it's Fans of Patrol time! I'm the host of Fans of Patrol. With me is the entire posse, all greased up and ready to go. What's happening, Tifflebot?
Not much. I'm coming in loud and clear on a nice mic.
Yes, check it out. It sounds beautiful. And Mr.
S-M-O-O-V-E, spell smooth, not Dwayne, got the Crisco shine.
Yes, everything is greasy today, right? That makes it slick. Oh, man. So, we're a week ago, we were in Avengers Land, man. So, you know, I still didn't get a chance to see the movie again and stuff. I wanted to, but didn't make it, you know. I did watch Black Panther this week, so that's good.
Nice.
So good, but I felt like I went home, you know. Hey, my people. Yes.
It's weird to be so far away from the biggest hit of the summer already. I mean, I'm not going to see it again, but it's weird.
Yeah, because they pulled the rope-a-dope and put it out a week earlier, something like that, a couple weeks earlier, something like that. So, yeah, this is like May. This is where we're supposed to be talking about, you know, the big daddy, right? Yeah. So, anyway, we got a good show for you, man. Hollywood didn't let us down this week. I thought that it would be a lull, you know, but no, man, we got a pretty good show. I'm going to tell you what we got. Okay. So, we're talking about a little Dungeons and Dragons news, and this is a Tifflebot day, right? So,
yeah.
Tiff dug this stuff up for us, and so we're going to talk about it. We also got a brand new, a long-awaited trailer for Shane Black's Predator movie. It's called The Predator.
Yeah. The Predator.
You know, how simple can these names be and still put Predator in it? You know, Predators, yeah, Predators, The Predator. Right. Next movie, Tur. We also got a sweet full trailer for Luke Cage that gave us a lot more to see what was going to be happening on the show. And so I can't wait to talk about this one, man. So we got some Luke Cage news, smooth. We also got a Fans and Translations. Martial art movies, man, because you know.
What the?
That's right. Everything is about karate this week.
Right.
Karate master. So anyway, what we got our last one, man. Batman. We got the last one with Sean Murphy. We got number 8, Batman White Knight. So we're going to discuss that. And we are going to discuss the first 2 episodes of Cobra Kai because they're free. But
free.
But I got to be honest, I end up doing the free trial and watched the whole thing last night. So it's like, yeah.
Okay. How many episodes was it?
It's like 10. Okay. I'm cutting it off today. Yeah. So with saying all that, man, it sounds like we got a groovy doovy show. You guys ready to get it on?
Yep.
Yes.
Let's go.
You got what I need. But you say he just a friend. And you say he just a friend. Oh, baby, you got what I need.
So, Dungeons & Dragons is playing a role in social media with adventure fans. So, Tiff, what in the world is this about?
So it looks like, I don't play Dungeons & Dragons, and I know that you guys don't either, but I just thought this was a really cool campaign from a company that is an action game, an adventure game, challenging its, you know, fans to do this thing, this cooperative thing on social media, where they picked some people, they randomly sent these little keys, they look like keys, but they're a USB, they have clues on them, and they're inviting people to, like, share their clues or not share their clues to figure out this big mystery that some people think is, like, an announcement for, like, their next product.
Sounds like some Ready Player One-ish stuff, man. You know, let's
find
these keys.
That's cool, though.
Yeah, that is. And, you know, embarrassingly so, you know, when you think of Dungeons & Dragons fans, you know, and you think of the different tiers of what nerds are.
Yeah.
At the However, it depends on how you look at it. Either the top tier or the bottom tier.
Their basement, pretty much.
Right. Yeah. Those are the nerd of the nerd of the nerds of the nerds.
Well, you know, that's mean. I think that what you mean is they're the coolest of the nerds.
No. They're those are the nerds that nerds pick on.
Right.
Good for you. Dungeons & Dragons, you do you.
Well, here's embarrassingly so. My daughter, my youngest daughter, the nerd that she is, she has gotten into it. And I think it's actually kind of surging. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah, so she's playing that stuff, so I think it's kind of funny. But
I think you have to be really smart. I mean, not to be, like, whatever, but I think you have to be really smart to play it, because, like, I feel like I'm okay smart, and I tried to play it, and I'm like, no, though.
I didn't really think it's a smart thing. I think it's a creative thing, imagination thing. Because
yeah,
I used to.
Yeah, but I feel like I'm creative, and I have a good imagination, but I don't want to sit in a room with a bunch of people and be like, we are all sharing this. I guess I want to imagine by myself.
Okay, full disclosure. Mm-hmm. Back in the day, I did not play Dungeons & Dragons, but I did do role-playing games. I did Robotech.
Okay. Oh! How dare you say anything about
So don't talk to me about bottom basement nerds. That's bottom basement nerd.
You've been in that realm for a second.
I played for a couple years, man, for about maybe 2 years, and it was cool, man. Had the 20-sided die, had the game masters. I like being the game master because you control everything stuff, you know. And so yeah, I know what I'm talking about over here. So, I mean, it is what it is. Everybody likes what they likes, but for some reason, And so, like it's different now because it was just guys what I was playing. And now, like, she goes, you know, over, it's a mix. It's guys and girls. And they into this stuff, man. So I said, it must be on an upsurge or something's going on. And now they're giving out keys and stuff.
Well, this key looks pretty cool.
For the adventure and stuff so people can get more into it, you know?
Yeah, it looks nice, too. I mean, you can be Your moments of dweebdom have paid off. You're a key master now.
Right.
You go outside and say, I'm the key. And hopefully you don't get punched in the face and somebody take your key.
I am the key master. I am searching for the exit closer. So I wonder.
But I think this is an awesome thing.
So, it does, yeah. So you're going to share your key when you get it, Tiff?
I told you I don't play, but if I did, I would totally share.
You would share? What about you, Smooth? You going to share?
I would, but you know what? I'm pretty sure there's going to be that dick. There's always that, you know what I'm saying? Like the guys in the comic book shop, you met way back in the day, you don't belong. They let you know.
Yeah.
It's going to be one of those. It's going to be a couple of those. But no, this is cool, though. I think this is real cool.
Well, of course I wouldn't share, you know.
Of course not.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he would be that dude.
Of course I would not share.
Do your own work.
Like in Ready Player One, it would have been no movie because I would have never shared.
Montego, I got a question for you.
Yes, ma'am.
When you took tests in high school or middle school, did you put three folders up like a little tent so that no one could see your answers?
I hate the cheaters, man.
I never cheated. I'm just wondering if you were so paranoid about people cheating that you were like, here's my tent, no one can look at my answers.
No, I just did the big old back hunch. But I wasn't a good, like, I was just a regular student in high school and in middle school. I didn't care. Yeah, I didn't get to be a really good student until I got to college, you know.
When you had to be.
Oh, you could have just skated on through too, you know. But
yeah, but shit.
I figured I was paying my money. I'm going 4.0, you know.
Exactly. Shoot. I'm not gonna take advantage of this.
No, but I still didn't like cheaters, you know. I was like, get back, you know. Do your own work. Oh man, I was about to say something that's gonna get me in trouble. Start talking about people on the podcast. Start getting phone calls and stuff because I do know people who listen to this now. Oh boy. So what else we got, Tiff?
So I put on here the teaser trailer for the Predator movie.
Yes. Now.
Yeah.
We all know if you listen to this show, it's one. I won't say it's one of my favorite franchises. I will not say that because it's only a couple of those movies that I like. You know, I love Predator. I love Predator.
Was that when they go on the planet?
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, the first one.
The
very first one. Yeah.
I tolerate Predator 2. I liked it.
Oh yeah, with my man Danny Glover.
But I was so disappointed because I wanted more jungle and all that stuff.
Riggs.
Back in the day, he was not saying Riggs.
Riggs.
And then they sucked forever. But I did like Predators with Adrian Brody.
Yeah, Predators is a good movie.
With Adrian Brody.
Brody.
Oh, when they went on the planet, right?
Yes.
And Lawrence Fishburne,
yes.
Right? Yeah.
But I did kind of, I thought Aliens versus Predator, the first one, was okay.
It wasn't bad.
So what about you, Tiff? What do you think of this franchise?
I kind of agree with what you said, but I actually haven't seen some of them, so I can't say for sure. But I like the first one, and I like, I mean, I like Aliens. And this is an Aliens versus Predator situation, but this, Mike loves these movies. And when he was watching this trailer, he was like, what is this Stranger Things shit?
He didn't like the trailer, huh? Okay.
No, what's... not a fan. And he also hates Olivia Munn.
Oh, well, I think the fine Olivia Munn can come and hang on with me any day.
Yeah. Smooth. Yeah, I like him.
Your opinion.
Oh, man. Hey, this is pretty cool, man. Little kid, open up the box, get the helmet, get, you know what I mean?
So it looks like the government has started, like, messing around with this stuff, huh?
Oh, they already, yeah, they know. Yeah.
So this is different.
Mm-hmm.
But it looks intriguing to me, man. You know, it looks kind of cool. And I don't really know what's happening, which I kind of like. Don't show me too much. I don't think they showed all that much. What do you think, Tiff?
No, because there's people who are in the movie that you don't even have. Like, Thomas Jane is in this movie.
Yes, he is. now this the guy who seemed to be the star of this thing, that's that cat from Logan.
Yeah.
You know, talking about.
Like, oh, the bad guy.
Well,
right?
If I live and breathe, if it ain't the Wolverine, you know, it's that guy. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so. Yeah, and
Donald.
There's Key. Or was that Peele? Was that Key or Peele?
Right.
That one's.
Peele.
Yeah, that was Peele.
Oh, I never knew. I can't remember which one's which because
I don't know.
The other one made the movie.
Yeah, we're not talking about Get Out.
Yeah, but we should talk about it. But I like them and I like him. He's funny, but like I guess there's always been like a funny guy.
In Predator. Yeah.
No, like in like a horror movie.
Yeah, well, even in Predator, there was subtle jokes that was hilarious. Yeah. You know, like the geez, my wife got a big pussy joke. Right. Which wasn't funny at the time, but it's funny after you think about it, you hear it. You know?
Woo!
I think that was Shane Black telling that goofy joke, wasn't it? Hey, Billy, I was going out on my wife. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a director. So I'm excited about this, man. I'm telling you, I love this type of stuff. And it seemed to have that old school feel to it and stuff, you know. So, you know, I don't know. I'm in. I'm definitely going to see this, and that's in November. So that's my kind of trailer. We don't have to wait 1,000 years.
Endless tease.
Oh, yeah. It's November?
Yeah, it's November, man.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I thought I seen one that said it was coming in July.
I thought I saw it November.
No, you're probably right. I'm just saying.
Okay.
It is November.
Okay. So I remember they talked about it last. Remember last year they were like introducing all these cast members and we were like, who? What? Who is that? You know, who are all these nobodies, you know? Oh, yeah. So, but there's a couple of actors in there that we know. So I'm in, man. I love Predator. Man, I love Predator.
Yeah, I know. We know.
Yeah, y'all know.
You're into it.
That's the thing, man.
You damn Snake. Right. Yeah, that's right. Well, at least the first one. Anyway. Yeah. So go ahead, Tiff.
Oh, I was gonna say it is Keegan Michael Key. I did know it. I am the best.
It's Key, huh? So it's not Peele.
Yeah. Because Jordan Peele made the movie and I knew it. Yes.
Listen.
Yes.
All
yes,
I know is I know one of their names is one of them and the other one is the other one.
Well, they shouldn't have made the show with that name because I'm like, who?
Yeah.
So I'm not excited about this movie. However, I am going to watch it.
You said you are not excited about the movie?
No, because I also, like you have said, it's just going to be a Predator in suburbia. You're still excited about the movie, but I like it when they're in the jungle as well.
Yeah, me too. Listen, I'm excited now. We'll see what happens when more trailers and stuff comes up. You
know. I like it when the odds are fair, when they got weapons too, though, you know.
Who, though?
Well, the adversaries. He's just not slaughtering cats, you know what I mean?
Well, it always starts with slaughtering, right?
Yeah, well, yeah.
People be disappearing. And then somebody gets wise. And they're like, hey, we better protect ourselves, you know. Then somebody's ends up with one of the aliens' guns or something like that,
of course, you know.
Yeah, right. Well, obviously that kid has the Predator helmet.
That kid is going to be the Predator.
He
going to put it on and it's going to morph his body into...
You know what, probably won't even be in the movie, man.
I bet you it will be.
It will be because he was controlling that ship. That's how it crash landed on Earth.
Hey, we talking about all this alien stuff, but we haven't mentioned the worst one of all time, Aliens versus Predator, Requiem.
I've never seen it. Is that the one where they're in space?
I think that's my most hated movie ever. No, that's not the one where they're in space. That's when they were in suburbia.
That's the one that's
okay.
The limited edition.
Yeah, it is terrible.
Yeah, because that's the one that hardly anyone's seen.
Dang, it's bad. Because what, the Predator runs around the suburbs like Jason, right? Just killing people and while they taking out their trash and stuff. So stupid. It's just dumb. Anyway, that's enough Predator, man.
Yeah. Is it, though?
Yeah.
So do you want to talk about Luke Cage season 2?
Okay, man. You know, they released the trailer with Luke Cage talking a bunch of garbage, just talking smack the first one, and that's all it was.
Smackity smack smack.
It was a couple of explosions, him talking smack, and that was pretty much it. And we were like, oh, well, that's different because he don't talk smack. So now we kind of see what that's about. So if anybody reads the comic books, especially the older ones, you know that Luke Cage was a hero for hire. And they were doing that, you know, call center, and, you know, he was making money, you know, taking jobs, kind of like a private detective, but, you know, with physical force.
Like the A-Team.
Yeah. Well, no, because A-Team always did it for free.
Right.
You know, if you are in trouble, if you are in LA, and you can find them,
you know who to call.
So with Luke Cage, it looks like they might be embracing this in the next level, because it looks like he was doing a promotional video, you know, and everybody knows him and stuff like that. So, Tiff, man, how did this make you feel?
Yeah, this looks really good. I'm excited to watch it. Yeah. Like, the first trailer it was good. But this one, it makes me, like, it looks like there's, you know, fun action. And then also, there's, like, obviously the drama between, you know, and the flirty stuff with Misty Knight and stuff like that, which I'm excited to see.
Yeah, I'm actually kind of glad they abandoned the... It seems like they abandoned the Jessica Jones connection and stuff, because they have done nothing to pull her out of her funk, you know, in two seasons. It's like she don't even love herself. How's she going to love somebody else, you know? So anyway, so we still see Claire up in there, and Misty Knight, and, you know, it looks like it's a new, is it Bushmaster? They got a new villain there that can hurt Luke Cage. And I don't know how I feel about that, because I'm tired of seeing him stumbling around and being hurt and stuff like that, you know. Anyway, smooth, man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Introducing Bushmaster. You see Misty Knight got her arm, getting her little prosthetics.
When did the arm get cut off? I don't remember. Did that happen in one of the others?
Yeah, it was in the...
the first one, it got damaged.
Defenders.
Oh, was it the Defenders? It did.
Oh,
right.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't finish Defenders.
Did it get chopped off with a sword when she was fighting? Uh-huh. And then the one lady was, like, protecting her and stuff like that? Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. I forgot all about it. I guess it wasn't that memorable.
That's two for two today. I remember something. Oh, my God.
Which episode in Defenders was that?
Last one.
The last, very last one? Wow. Okay.
So, it looks great.
It does look good.
I'm just saying, I like the fact that Black Lariah is still in it. Mm-hmm. And the club is still there. I like the backdrop for the club.
Yeah.
Didn't really care for the ultimate bad guy in the last show. I liked the bad guy who got killed, the brother, you know, Cottonmouth.
You didn't like Diamondback?
I really didn't like Diamondback. I just thought, as an actor, I just thought that guy, I just wanted to slap the shit out of him. You know, like, dude, go sit down somewhere. You know, you look like somebody's granddaddy out here fighting this guy. I did not like him. I don't know. I think I saw a quick glimpse of him. I think he's still a part of it.
Yeah.
But this, I saw Shades. I really did like Shades and stuff like that. Yeah, yeah. And so, man, this looks great. And it's June.
Yeah.
So we get to see this pretty soon.
Right.
Yeah. So
we need it too, because it's gonna be a gap with the movies. You know what I'm saying? Nice little gap.
That's just, you think it's a little gap? Filler you put between your bricks. The movies are the bricks, and this is the mortar.
Yeah.
What if everybody at the end of Luke Cage fades away?
Oh my God, that would be two on the. Oh my God,
yes. Oh God,
that would be cool, but I don't think it's gonna happen.
It's not gonna happen. But you make me just stand up in the theater in my living room.
Stand up your
yes, Marvel. Oh God, that would be something.
That would be really cool.
Oh, don't tell me that would be awesome.
You're
making me sad.
Put it like this, or just see regular people just fading away. They don't even know it yet. You know what I'm saying?
Well, let Nick Fury come in there and get a haircut. Get a little shave.
These are all excellent ideas. I think that Marvel should be taking notes.
Yes, quit playing around. That Netflix. Okay, you don't want to do the TV universe, But dude, the Netflix universe is just as cold as the movie, man. As the movie universe. I mean, the edge of those heroes are awesome. Anyway, and it's like that in the comic books because they were all what, Marvel Knights, right?
Right.
You know, so well, not all of them, but
Marvel. Yeah.
But a few of them. Mm-hmm. So anyway, man, we're all excited. Hopefully the excitement don't die, but you know, they don't need to show nothing else. Just let it come on out and act a fool. But you know, the week before they start showing like so many trailers, so much garbage.
They'll show the whole thing.
They will show the whole thing. And so anyway, this is good stuff, man. Good stuff. Good job, Marvel.
He's a hero. He's the man of the neighborhood.
Well, that's how it is in the comic, man. You know. They make Harlem, even in the comic book, seem pretty small. Like it's a couple blocks. You know what I'm saying? Like everybody know everybody, you know. So I think that's it for our news. Tifobot, you want to hit that social media?
It would be my pleasure. For everything Fans on Patrol, go to fansonpatrol.com. That's where you can find our past shows, show art that Montego's done, articles that have been written, and a bunch of other cool stuff. That's fansonpatrol.com. You can reach us directly at fans@fansonpatrol.com. That's an email that you can send suggestions, comments, concerns, anything that you want, and we will gladly respond to that. If you're a little shy, you can reach us kind of, sort of indirectly at Fans on Patrol on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, where we are happy to interact with you. And then, as always, you can listen to us on Stitcher, Satchel, Google Play, Podbean, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify, and tune in. And you can leave us a review on any of those. That would be fantastic. If we find it, we'll read it. I think that probably Podbean is the easiest.
Yeah. I haven't looked at Apple in 100 years. You know, so...
Podbean, I have.
Podbean.
Y'all not hurting our feelings no more with Apple. I haven't looked over there. Shout out to the Nerd Podcast Mafia, man. So Wizard, Code 45, Superhero Speak, Dinner in a Podcast, Open All Powers. Who else we got in there? Oh, not another nerdy podcast. The Nerdtastic Podcast.
Nerdtastic 4, son.
No, it's Nerdtastic. They changed their name.
Oh, okay.
They did change it because there's no longer four of them.
No, they ain't been four in a while. So that's it, man. We're going to take a break, and we're going to come right back with some good stuff. We got a game. We got a karate game. Are you a karate master? We'll be right back.
Traveling in a freighter combi on a hippie trailhead full of zombies. I met a strange lady. She made me nervous. She took me in and gave me breakfast. And she said, do you come from a land down under?
We are back for Fans in Translation. If you never heard Fans in Translation, that's the it's a game that we play. But what Tifobot does is that she puts the synopsis of what a movie is in the Google Translator into some exotic and fantastic other language, and then translates it back. It changes it into a bunch of gobbledygook, and we have to try to figure out what it is because it's always different. So Tiff, what you got for us this week?
So this week I did Fans in Translation martial arts movies.
Oh, brother. Oh, go ahead.
So I have three questions for each of you and a tiebreaker just in case.
Just in case.
So who should we start with? Should we start with, who do we always start with and then the other person gets mad?
Because y'all always start with me.
So let's start with Smooth.
Cool.
All right. Yep. Smooth. Mm-hmm. In 1937... the Chinese martial artist returned to Shanghai to find his teacher dead and his school, which the Japanese were plagued with. This was translated into Estonian.
Holy moly. Good luck, Smooth.
You
don't know.
Return to the 36 Chambers, Shaolin Temple. I don't know, man. I don't.
Montego, do you want to steal?
I don't want to steal, but I want to answer. I'm going to see if I can answer. I don't want to steal, though.
Yeah, fair.
Okay.
It's not Ip Man, is it?
No, it's Fist of Legend.
I didn't think it was. Fist of Legend. I mean, it wasn't. I just thought with the Japanese and returning, I just thought it might have messed it up some kind of ways, but I wasn't sure.
Yeah, I was.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. These might all be kind of hard.
These are all going to be hard because I don't know martial arts movies like that.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, okay. All right. Montego.
Yes.
This was translated into Hmong.
Okay.
And... This is a person's name, but I'm just going to say person because otherwise you might know.
Okay.
So person is required to study photographs of Muay Thai. when he makes his brother wrong.
Is it the octagon? No. That's a wild guess.
It's Kickboxer.
Oh, Claude Van Damme.
I never saw that one.
All right.
I know it was popular, but I never saw Kickboxer.
Was that Claude Van Damme?
Yeah, it was. I was hoping it was Kumite, but go ahead. Kumite. All right. Kumite.
It's like karate chopping stuff, man. I'm getting up stuff.
All right, Smooth. Mm-hmm. This was translated into Dutch. A romantic captain of the police breaks a nice member of a rebel group from prison to help her get back to her comrades, but things are not what they seem.
Street Fighter?
Montego, do you want to steal?
No, because I don't know it.
That one was actually pretty almost directly translated, but it's House of Flying Daggers.
Damn it!
I've never seen that movie.
Damn it! I did see that movie, man.
No, I don't know that movie, so.
Damn!
All right, Montego.
Yes, ma'am. I gotta get one.
This one's hard. But I guarantee you've seen this movie.
Okay.
Okay, this was translated into Ukrainian.
Okay.
A loyal Hong Kong inspector meets with the reckless and loudly sought after LAPD detective.
Hey, that's Rush Hour.
Yeah, it is Rush Hour.
I got one. Thank goodness. Oh, boy.
All right. Smooth. This was These are the hardest ones. So sorry. But this was translated into Kazakh.
Woo.
Okay. One should go to relatives in his Italian restaurant and help them intimidate them with cruel pirates.
Was it Way of the Dragon?
Yes! Everybody was kung fu
fighting. Such a guess.
Oh my god. Okay. No, I knew that. Is amazing. No,
that was just on.
Okay. Now, Montego, this might be the hardest one.
Of course it is, but that's fine.
Well, you wanted to go first, you wanted to go second.
This
but,
is the top record.
I will say you've seen this movie. Hmm. All right, so it was translated into Kurdish. Oh. The revolution should take place against China as a threat of China's gangs. However, Dragon's combat dragon is a war and martial industry.
Is that the Great Wall?
No.
Oh shoot, okay. Is that never mind. I'm about to start saying the next thing.
You will never ever guess what it is.
Is that the Fatal Flying Guillotine?
No.
No, but oh my, is that really a movie?
Yeah it is.
Yeah.
No, it's Kung Fu Panda.
So I should have known. Wow. She was throwing a ringer. Some right. Crap that don't count.
Wow.
No,
it all did. Yeah, no. I mean, hey, they was doing kung fu with it.
If you were talking tiger style, you were talking martial arts films, you're not gonna say let's talk about Kung Fu Panda then.
Okay, let me tell you, if you Google martial arts movies, what do you think comes up?
Listen.
It's just in there.
Whatever. That's garbage. The big boss man is in there.
It's Mulan.
They do
in there
martial
too?
Arts in that movie. You know what? I will put up on our Twitter a poll about whether or not it's a kung fu movie or martial arts movie, and people will vote yes.
And everyone's going to vote no, but it's okay. So where are we at now?
So you got a tie. You guys will tie, I guess, because I don't have any more.
All right. Okay, man, I can't stand a tie. Damn it. So nobody won, and I think this might have been the hardest game I've ever participated in on this show, because I couldn't.
You're welcome.
Oh, goodness gracious. I think.
I got one.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Unfortunately, no music.
That's all right. I feel like a winner. And you're a winner, Montego. No, don't sir. Feel bad, man.
Anyway, you know nobody won this one.
Nope. We're all winners, Montego. You know what I'm saying? Tiff, you're a winner. I'm a winner. Montego's a winner.
Oh, my God.
And we will be right back. All right, man. Number 8, Batman White Knight. This is the end, y'all. We've been doing this one for a while, and we've been going through the whole, you know, story. Something, experiment we tried. Just taking the story and just visiting this for the comic section. Batman White Knight is written by Sean Murphy and artist by Matt Hollingsworth. We've been liking this one, y'all, so this is the last one. So, if you missed the last one, man, they had resolved a lot of stuff in the city of Gotham. However, the Neo Joker, which was one of the Harley Quinns, had the Clayface zombies attacking and taking Gotham hostage as they froze, used the big freeze gun and froze almost all of Gotham. And the Joker, aka Jack Napier, and Batman had to team up along with the GCPD and other Bat family members to
GTO.
To put it down. And so they were all approaching the gun with the all the heroes Bat for the attack. They were doing the Red 5 check-in. So they all had Batmobiles, and it was pretty dope. So it starts off, and it starts off right from there. Yeah. They're charging all the different Batmobiles. So this is pretty cool. Very confusing, but cool. Because some of these Batmobiles is like from the 30s. So
man.
Know, how old is Batman? Right. <You know? laughs> What is he, 90? He looks pretty good.
Well, yeah. Definitely the Adam West Batmobile was on there.
Well, that's from the 60s. And like I said, they had the ones from the 30s. I'm like, oh,
yeah,
wow.
Yeah. With the big shield on the front. Yeah.
They had a bunch of them. Mm-hmm. So the Joker and Batman is in the car. And it's going bad. He's laughing and giggling. But he's cooperating.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so they're in the tunnels, man. So they were sneaking up using the tunnels that not Captain Cold, what's his name? Professor Freeze.
Dr. Freeze. Mr. Freeze.
Mr. Freeze.
Mr. Right. Freeze.
Had told him about. So they was using the tunnels, and the zombie villains
Clayface,
are like the protectors, but it's not going that good. They're pretty much getting their butt handed to them. They're no match for all these Batmobiles, you know.
Right.
So they finally get to the gun. There's some fighting going on with the gun, and a lot of wrap up happens pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Yes.
Clayface comes out of the people. He's ready to act a fool, but he's mad at the Joker. He's going after the Joker, and Joker's kind of like, you know, trying to get out of there, you know, because he's calling him Napier. He remembers everything because I guess he was a part of everybody's mind and stuff. And so I thought that was interesting that he was, you know, remembering stuff.
Yeah.
Harley Quinn's get into it. There's a lot of stabby action. And I don't know. I don't think we should ruin it for the fans.
No, we should just stop
it right there.
Yeah.
So, Tiffo Bob, how did you? Here was just the last one. How'd you feel about the? Questions. How did you feel about tell me about the book, and tell me how you felt about the journey.
Okay, so the journey itself was really, really great. I loved reading this book, and it was awesome to like start something on the show and then finish it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really cool. This book is good. It is really good, but it's not as good as the rest of the books.
Interesting.
I feel like that's because maybe it didn't. You know what I mean? Like, we knew like. We're at our conclusion now, so there's no buildup anymore. We're at the kind of the slower, like not the slow part, but like there really was no other way for it to end. So I feel like, you know, I don't know, but I still really liked it.
Massive wrap up is what
most
of this stuff was. Smooth.
I agree with Tiffany. That's the feeling I have. Mm-hmm. It's not that the book is bad at all. It's not bad at all. It's that I didn't want it to end. That's my whole thing.
And the whole thing was an end.
And the whole thing was, it just ended abruptly. You know what I mean? It's not like it's going to be, I guess they could do a cliffhanger, but like you said, we're not going to spoil it for them.
Well, it was a cliffhanger.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah. It don't have to be done.
Right.
You know, so that's all I'll say.
Mm-hmm.
I loved it.
Yeah.
The book was a big wrap-up book, and it kind of felt very rapid wrap-up book, but you have to do this.
Yeah, you do.
It has to end some kind of way. And I was very, I was fine with the way it wrapped up, but it did have to, it wasn't like the other books that had all the different facets in it because everything had came to this one header.
Right.
So there was no more mystery or anything left. It was just like, okay, tie this off. But I really did like the conversation. My favorite part in the book was the conversation between Jim Gordon and Batman. Y'all know what I'm talking about once you know. I thought that was a great conversation. Mm. And so, I can't do nothing but tell you to go out and buy them all.
I would buy it, and you can even get it right now.
Yeah,
on Comixology as sort of a trade issue.
Yeah.
So if you want to read them as a collection, go ahead and do that.
Yeah, that's the best way to read it. But even this still did not bother me reading it monthly. You know,
it was kind of exciting.
It really was. This is one of the best written books I've read in a long time, and you know how Batman has a lot of trophy books.
Yeah.
Like The Killing Joke and stuff like that. Yeah. I'll put that right up there with those trophy books. This was excellent.
I agree.
Man, artwork didn't leave anything.
It was very consistent.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
artwork. And I think like you're what you said, like probably like 10 years from now, when people are like, "Oh, you need to read," you know how they're always like, "Oh, if you're gonna read Batman, you need to read this one."
Yes.
I feel like they'll say this is one of the ones. Yeah, yes. Like you said.
Mm-hmm. This, yeah, that's what I was trying to say. That you said better than
I know.
Right?
Yeah.
You said it better than me. So that's it, man. That's it for the for this. We're still doing Kick-Ass, right?
Yeah.
So I kind of like this. I like this better than just grabbing a random book. But sometimes we got to grab random books like Superman because they got milestone things happening, you know.
Right.
And we got to check it out because I think some of the Batman titles are getting up to that 1,000 mark and stuff. A lot of the DC books are about to hit that 1,000 mark and stuff like that. So we're going to check them all out. I know Fantastic Four is coming back, so I definitely think we should check that one out.
Oh, you know? Yeah. I want to definitely see
how they do that one, right?
Suing them.
Yeah. So you're saying, and Nima. Suing Nim. All right, man. So it's main topic time. We're going to talk about some Karate Kid and some Cobra Kai, man. And so we will be right back. Right, man, we are back, man, and man, I love Karate Kid. Oh, it's one of my favorite damn movies, man. We're gonna do that on the show one day, man. I wish we could have did it last week, but we had Avengers and stuff. But I love Karate Kid, man. Everything about that movie, that's my childhood. First time I ever saw that movie, my teacher played it for us in school. It was like something she wanted us to get us some kind of lesson. It was an English class.
Yeah,
I was like 13 years old or something like that when that movie came out, and I think I was in seventh grade. And blew me away. Had it on VHS. Lost it. Didn't have it for a long time. Never picked it up on DVD, but I bought it on Apple, so I got it forever in the cloud. So I was pretty excited, man, when I saw this announcement, man. Anything Karate Kid, you know, not that I don't think anybody was screaming for more Karate Kid because you had more Karate Kid. You had number two, and which was not really nowhere near as good as one. No. You had number three, which was kind of terrible.
It was bad, yeah.
Yeah, Mr. Miyagi fighting thugs and, you know, bonsai trees and stuff like that.
The generic Steven Seagal.
Yeah, and remember that guy who was supposed to be the karate champion, and he wanted to fight Daniel LaRusso, so he was going to make him. He was such a bad actor. Yeah, he was supposed to be a ridiculous hothead. Yeah, it was just crazy.
He was roid. He was on roids.
Yeah, something. Yeah. And then they had the one with didn't even have Daniel in it.
Oh, yeah, that was the girl, right?
That was number four, right?
Yeah. I liked the girl one.
Did you?
No, that was her. That was probably her era, though. You know what I'm saying? That was right around.
I hated Tiff's it. I'm sorry, Tiff. It was just like, huh? It wasn't Karate Kid. It was the next Karate Kid. I think that was the name.
Yeah,
of
that's the next Karate Kid.
So then when they announced this, man, I was pretty excited, man. I'm like, yes, yes. But then they said it was gonna be on YouTube, and you had to pay for it. So that sucked. And but then they said they was giving the first two for free.
Right.
Right.
And then they drew you back.
A little taste.
Yeah, drew you back in.
So then my slick butt, I started watching it, and then I wanted to watch the third one.
Yeah.
I said, ooh, 30 days for free, huh? Let me subscribe, and soon this is over with, I'm going to just turn this sucker off. Because I don't want YouTube Red. I don't think it would be nothing. I got enough. I got, two subscription services right now. I don't need another one. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so that's what I did, man. So your boy sat there all night. I watched all of them, man, except for the I watched the tournament. The last one, the second half, I fell asleep because I watched all 10 episodes after I got off work last night. So I got to go rewatch the last, you know, half of the last episode. Mm-hmm. So how many of these did you guys watch, man?
I only watched the first two that were free.
Watched the first two? You too, Tiff?
Yeah, I'm not paying for no YouTube Red.
You don't have to pay for it. I just told you how to do the sneaky without it being illegal.
I know.
Just work the sneaky, man. You just got to watch them, you know?
The sneakiness.
Right. So, man, Ralph Macchio is back.
Yeah.
What is his name? William Zabka is back.
Zabka?
Yeah. And so then we introduce all these other people. So we got Courtney Herringer. What is his name, Tiff?
I have to say Zolo Maradunya.
Beautiful. Tanner Buchanan, who looked like he'd write off of a Disney show. He looked like one of the Three Ninjas or something like that.
That's the kid getting bullied, right?
No, that's the son.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So, and then we had all these other kids, all these bullies. And again, it's rough growing up in Reseda, man.
Yeah. Especially if you're a dweeb.
It's always bullies just whooping ass, right? It's bad. So, let's just go around the room spoiler free, man. So, Smooth Daddy.
Yes, sir.
What you think of Cobra Kai?
Cobra Kai, man.
Got to keep me from saying Karate Kid.
Yeah, right. It's, mm-hmm. it's Cobra Kai. I was digging Cobra Kai.
Mm-hmm.
I think I will. Matter of fact, I know I am going to be trying to get to these episodes.
Okay.
Yeah, the rest of I want to see the rest of the series.
Okay, so it's got you.
It has me.
Tifobot.
Yeah, I liked it too. I had a lot of fun watching it.
Yes, I too had a lot of fun.
of course you did.
Yeah, but I do have some I got points and counterpoints to make about it because sure. it's not a perfect thing. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when you didn't see as much as I've seen.
Well, how do you like the look of it?
Well, I think it's a television show, and yeah. it looks like a television show, and I wish it didn't look like a television show. It looks like the same production quality as like Modern Family, you know?
Okay.
I mean, it's not a bunch of money thrown into it, but it's not bad. But if you're looking, you know, Karate Kid was cinematic, right? But
yes, yeah.
But this is a TV show. And it's 10 shows, and I think they might have been renewed for the second season, I think. I'm not
they
sure.
Did, yep, it did, it was.
Cool. Okay. Cool. And that's why you can tell toward the end, I'm going to tell y'all, just the way the story was moving, I was like, oh, some things have to be unresolved, you know.
Yeah.
So, anyway, that's it, man. Throw in the spoilers, and we're going to tear up the first two episodes, and I tell y'all, I am not going to talk about anything other than the first two, because, you know,
okay.
that wouldn't be fair.
Right.
Okay. So, man. Johnny, God dang it, Johnny's a loser, man.
Yeah, he fell off.
I felt so, and he's such a hard worker, man.
He was working really hard.
Yeah, he's getting rats out of the gutter.
I'm like, how would this rich kid learn how to work like this, you know?
I had to. I got to eat.
Yeah.
But they absolutely dive into,
yeah.
you know, you find out a lot about Johnny in this thing, man. You know,
yeah.
But he has a hard life, y'all. I'm just like, wow.
Well, you know what? I'm looking at it as karma. That's how I'm looking at it. From when you was in high school, when you was shitting on everybody and beating up everybody.
But hold up.
What?
Was he?
I mean, pretty much. Look, okay, put it like this. Pretty much, they were. You're right.
You only seen him bully Daniel.
And everybody else just, everybody else just stayed away. Yeah,
well, he was kind of a dick to Allie because he took her to the little radio and smashing and stuff like that. So right. He was a jerk. Yeah. However, we only seen him, you know.
Well, yeah, when he had sucker attacks.
Yeah, and he was popular with the brothers, too, so he couldn't have been so bad. Remember when the Spider-Man got in the bathroom?
Yeah, right.
Brother
yeah.
was like, Johnny!
Right, right.
He didn't slap him five, but he kept running because he was trying to beat up Daniel, you know.
Right, right.
He's trying to
I'm just saying, he might not
have been as bad. Like your brother had the theory, Tiff. Johnny may not have been as bad as...
Johnny's not the bad guy. It's Daniel LaRusso. He's the bully. He's the bad guy of the Karate Kid universe.
Right, so I'm going to tell you something. Boy, I think they kind of toned it down as the series went through.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know if it's Ralph Macchio is just out of practice with acting.
Practice, yeah.
Boy, he was obnoxious. I couldn't even take him in the first two episodes. I was like, well, let's talk about the first episode. You know, the first episode with that meeting in the car dealership, I was like, oh my God, he's.
Yeah, Johnny, if you wanted to smack the shit out of him, I'll feel you on that one. Because, you know, like, yeah, and that's the thing. He wanted to get out of there to avoid that.
Now, I like the writing in this, y'all.
Yeah.
I like how, you know, how he ends up there, you know.
Right.
The daughter in the backseat right. and all that stuff. I was like, this sucks.
Yeah, right.
This guy can't get away from there.
Right, yeah.
So, Tiff, how are you thinking about this, the writing and the setup is, you know, putting these two back on each other's path?
Well, there's some things that are a little cheesy about the show, and that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
But I do like how you're saying, like, I think that it was a choice
mm-hmm.
because they want to make you like Johnny more, even though you might not have a reason to because he's kind of a jerk.
Mm-hmm. But see.
So, like,
Go ahead. No, go ahead. I'm sorry. I'm talking to you.
Oh, so I was going to say that's what their reason is, like, kind of like make you, okay, how has this person become likable? Well, we put him in contrast to this kind of annoying rich guy who has it all
true.
Blah, blah, blah. The roles are kind of reversed.
That's true. But I'm going to tell you something. I like Johnny from the very first Karate Kid because I read the book. And then the movie wasn't over. The book wasn't over the beginning of Karate Kid 2 was actually the end of Karate Kid 1, where, you know, he grabs LaRusso. And I was cool with Johnny when he was like, "You earned it, man." You know, he didn't want to sweep the leg and stuff, and he gave him his trophy. I thought that was so cool because he was a good sport. You know, it wasn't personal any longer. And then he went out there, and the dude was about to beat. He was abusing Johnny in the parking lot.
Yeah, Sensei.
And he was telling him, "Man, you crazy, man. I second place. Right. I'm proud of this. What are you talking about?"
Smash his trophy.
Yeah, smashed it up.
Sad.
And then, you know, the Miyagi thing with the hitting the car glass. That happened in the first. That was supposed to be all the part of the first movie.
Right.
And so, you know, I like Johnny from those scenes, honestly, from the Karate Kid 2. And I just liked him when he gave him the trophy in the beginning. I mean, in the end of the first movie, I was like, "Johnny, see, Johnny came around, man. Now they're going to be cool." You know? Right. I mean, but it didn't happen. You know? Right. I mean, it didn't happen at all. Right? So, like, Mr. Lawrence can't get away from LaRusso at all. I guess he's been seeing him every day on every billboard, on TV, on everywhere. and it's annoying. Yeah. I'm annoyed.
Yeah, you know?
I'm like, wow. But Daniel did pretty good for himself, man.
He did, yeah. He got into the car dealership from, obviously, Mr. Miyagi and those.
And it's not just a car dealership's move. It's a nice car dealership.
Oh, yeah, he got Porsches. Yeah.
He's selling Porsches, the state-of-the-art facilities.
Ferraris.
Yeah, he's doing a good job. I ain't seen no Ferraris, but I saw some Porsches.
I thought he said something like about a Ferrari or something. Well, yeah, we did see the Porsche.
Man, he's doing good. Got a nice-looking wife. At first, I was like, I wasn't sure about the wife. How'd y'all feel about the wife?
You know what? I think that she's Beverly Hills pretty much. The kids are crappy.
She gets better.
Okay. The girl gets better?
The girl gets better.
Good.
Yeah, the little boy stays the same.
Yeah, he's a
little shit.
Yeah, he's a douche monster.
But, they rich kids, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
They rich kids. But I'm going to tell you something, man. I love Miguel. Miguel is us. He's such a nerd, you know. But he's actually worse than he's an annoying nerd because like he's just bothering him. And he makes the racist illegal comment to him, and it just goes right past him. I don't know what that means. We're from the other side of town, but
that happens a lot in this. I don't know if it happened in, but it kind of showed the parallels because he says, "Well, where are you from?" And he's like, something like some place, the Heights or whatever, and he's like, "Oh." Yeah, whatever. And then later, Daniel says to the Asian kid who comes to his house, he's like, "Well, where are your parents from?" And he's like,
"Yeah, right.
Yeah.
LA or whatever."
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
It's about cultural assumptions. And I think they're making a point.
I think they're making a point. And I caught it every single time. And I dug it. You know, I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Because diversity is what the Karate Kid has always been about. Opening your mind to new things and other people, you know. And you could tell the producers have all the stock footage from the original Karate Kid because they throw it in everywhere.
Yeah. Right.
So, how about the guy holding the man's pizza?
Oh, that was
that was such a hard scene to watch. It was so gross. And then when he went outside to eat it, I felt so bad for him.
I know. I was like, Johnny got a hard life, man.
Right. The homeless lady was like, "Get out of here. This is my corner." He's like, "I'm not homeless."
He's like, "I'm not homeless."
She's like, "Whatever."
But he was eating that pizza. He wanted that pizza bad.
Yeah, he was like, "Yeah." Well, I like how he threw the money. He's like, "Yeah, give me this." He snatched. He's like, "Yeah," snatched the pizza from him.
It made me really sad, you guys. Like, probably more sad than it should have. He was so downhearted.
Man, and you know, he just eating crap every day.
Right. Yeah.
Lady got to move the TV and stuff, and it's just crazy. He was like, "What the hell is wrong with that wall?"
Right.
Right. Check yourself. So Miguel's getting beat up by these bullies, right?
Yeah.
You know, it's Karate Kid all over again.
Again.
But what's cool, what I really liked about this is Johnny really wasn't trying to go in on him.
No, he wasn't. He was like, nah.
They hit his car. Any man would have jumped up.
Right, yeah. Hey, watch my ride.
Right.
Man.
They, you know, start their stuff.
Yeah, smart little Alec. Yeah.
He popped a couple of them and they was like, "Man, y'all..." I was surprised that those kids, I guess they would, you know, kept coming on him. Because I would not have been like, whoa.
Right.
You know, he don't even get to show me no karate. Grown man just punched him like you a real man. I'm cool. You know, and Johnny ain't no little dude.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Boy, he like his cores, though.
Oh, yeah.
So
I thought it was Jim Beam.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
It was cores.
It was cores. Yeah, okay. He was drinking cores. And he was drinking some liquor, too. But is cores a sponsor?
They have to be because they show them cans.
They have to be. It's everywhere.
It's everywhere. And let me tell y'all, it don't stop. It just keeps going.
Coors and Wranglers, right?
So.
Wranglers.
Yeah. What, the cigarettes?
The jeans.
Oh, the jeans. Oh, I didn't even pay attention to his jeans.
I was just messing around.
Well, here's the thing. about Coors, like, why would you want that to be, like, your product is like, here's this man, he's a drunk.
Well, we watched Jessica Jones drink an awful lot of liquor. Next thing you know, I find myself
but there's no, that's true. You do want it after a while. That's true. Very smart. Okay, I have a question for you guys, because you remember Karate Kid more than me.
Okay.
So, this is kind of like the wrap-up of the first episode, and then we kind of go to the second episode, right?
From Daniel Russo's point of view, which I thought was masterful.
Right, I thought it was a really good idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But he had brought his car down to the dealership and all that stuff. And Daniel, so is this the same car he drove when he was a kid?
No.
That's what it looked like. That's what I'm thinking.
Had a red classic automobile. It had like spoke wheels and everything. It was the car that was grillless up in the front. Yeah.
Oh, you're talking about Daniel. I thought you were talking about
No, I am talking about Johnny.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he had a it was a classic car he had.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it was pretty slick.
Well, I can tell. You know what, Tiff? I'm pretty sure this is one of the very last cars that he had gotten. You know what I'm saying? As far as, you know, from his mom or whatever. And before he got cut off, because you can see the sunburns thing. I mean, you know, whatever in the car, whatever. So, yeah.
Here's what I noticed.
Mm-hmm.
Johnny has not let his childhood go. I guess it's because it was probably when he was on top and he was the most best, happy. Yeah.
Yeah, right,
yeah. All the music, all that stuff. You know, but he was 80s. Hard.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly.
What y'all think when he pulled up on that chick and was like, hey.
Right, she's like, oh, my God.
What was she, like, 17? She looked kind of young.
She did look young.
There's lots of creepy, there's a lot of, like, little slightly creepy stuff that happens in this. I mean, she looked, actually, she was of age, but when the old man's like, your mother gave me boners.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was like, ugh.
Yeah, that guy was terrible, man.
Yeah, he was, man.
He was a terrible dude. And they dive into that more. So the second episode is Daniel's story. His point of view of what's been happening. And so all he knows is he got the perfect family, he got the perfect life, and, you know, he tried to do Johnny a solid, and Johnny beat up her boyfriend, his little daughter's boyfriend and stuff, you know, walking around with a shiner and stuff like that. And so I don't know, man. I think he's a little too rich, Daniel. You know,
yeah, he's a little bit like separated.
Yeah. Right, yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
separated from reality, yeah.
Right, he's like totally removed. And so I dug it for a TV show. I'm trying to wonder if I've never seen this before, how would I feel about it? Because I was catching a lot of feels watching this stuff. Because especially as far as the episodes go on, they start incorporating like some of the original melodies and stuff and the tunes that bring back a nostalgia, you know, for certain scenes and stuff. And it's nice. I would love to know if somebody who never seen Karate Kid, if they watched this, how they would feel about it.
Well, I guess I will. I mean, not that I haven't seen Karate Kid, because I have, but I didn't really have that much of an emotional attachment to it.
Okay.
So for watching this, it's still pretty entertaining and good. But I still remember like stuff about Karate Kid. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Let us know if you've never watched Karate Kid, but you've seen Cobra Kai. Let us know.
Yeah, I would really be interested to see. You know, is this just boring? Do you care? You know what I'm saying? But it had me. I knew when I was watching the second one, I was like, oh, shoot, I'm about to watch the third one.
I'm already, yeah, they got their hooks in me. So yeah. I'm gonna check this out.
It definitely didn't take long, man.
Yeah, I'm definitely checking
so
this out.
So what's some of the last events of the second show? I'm just trying to gauge myself.
Well, basically, you know, Daniel comes to the Cobra Kai dojo and you know, confronts Johnny about his, you know, the kid. Oh, yeah, and basically it's more interaction with the kid, and you know he sits at the table with the little nerds or whatever, and you know they introduce that pack. You know, I guess he's about to get
his little friends,
right?
Yeah, I was sitting there, even with the daughter and her friend, and she's not friends no more with because she's so busy trying to be one of the cool girls and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I guess that's just generation, man. That, you know, you're not cool unless you're just a complete dick to somebody, right?
Right.
You know,
I guess.
Yeah, that'd be mean.
Yeah, but I was surprised that he went back and had that attachment to Cobra Kai. I was really surprised because
I thought it didn't end well for him. It was not a good experience.
Well, I guess it was a great experience until the dude flipped out on him.
Right.
You know?
Well, yeah, he still had the friendship, the brotherhood part of it.
Right, but I don't think I would have went back to Cobra Kai. I would have started my own stuff because it wasn't like a staple name. Hell, never mind. I almost spoiled something. I just don't understand why. That was my only thing that I don't understand. And it's completely the same. Well, I'm answering my own question. Johnny is stuck in the 80s.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, right. You did. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Sunglasses, his car, his music, even the way he talked. Matter of fact, he's the only person in the world that hasn't come into political correctness and proper ways to address people. It's almost like he's an alien. You know, like, right. What are you talking about? Quit being a pussy. You know?
Right. Like, right. Yeah, right. Yeah, like, yeah, right. Like, you can't be that harsh with people anymore. Right. Yeah. You got to kind of talk.
Like,
yeah, right.
Like, he has ignored the world
right.
for the last, like, 30, 40 years. You know, right. 30 yeah. years.
Yeah.
So that makes sense that he would go right back to something exactly the way it was.
Mm-hmm.
But I still don't think I would do Cobra Kai. I might rip off everything, but wouldn't do Cobra Kai, you know.
I liked how the inspector was like, hey, that's a cool rattlesnake.
Yeah.
He's like, that's a cobra. He's like, oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Cobra K.
And he's like, yeah. He's like, it's an exercise studio. He's like, no, it's a karate dojo.
Right.
You know, so I dug it. I dug it. And I'm glad it's renewed. I think it needs to come off of YouTube.
And now,
Yeah,
I agree with that. Yeah. Netflix, come snatch this, please.
Yeah.
Come snatch it up.
And throw a little bit of money into it so it can look just a little better.
Snatch this up.
Not that it's terrible, but the cinematography, you know, you need a couple little. If you really want to make it great, you throw some more cash. It's the little stuff, you know.
Right.
It's to stop it from looking like a TV show, because nothing on Netflix really looks like a TV show. It looks like everything is a little movie.
Right.
You know?
A little movie.
Yeah. Yes. You know, so a lot of stuff was thrown into this, and they brought back some of the old actors and stuff, and so that's cool. Mm-hmm. So I don't really have anything much to say. I got a lot to say, but I can't talk no more about the first two.
There was one thing when he tore up that check. He tore that check up, and then when he went to go get it, it was only two pieces. I just wanted to point
that out. He just tore it in two. I remember.
Oh, did he?
Okay.
He went rip, and then he put the two pieces together and threw it down.
All right. Okay.
Yeah, listen, as down and out as Johnny is, he must hate his butt, you know, to tear that check up.
Right. Like, yeah.
That dude need cash, you know, and he wouldn't take it from him.
Well, think about what Randy just said. Yeah, your mom gave me boners. I'm like, you.
Yeah, gross.
You know what I'm saying? You ass.
Well, yeah.
Well, it must have been a lot of money if you can afford to get a dojo with it.
Yeah.
Well, he was just paying rent monthly, and guess what? The bills started rolling in, so it must have not have kept it open for long.
I mean,
it couldn't have been that much cash, is what all I'm saying. It's because, you know, you're paying a lease. You didn't pay for the strip mall, you know? So.
Right, but you had all that small whatever.
Yeah, and all the work he was doing himself, well, him and Miguel.
Oh, Miguel was doing the work, yeah.
Using that kid for a slave, man. You know, I'm like,
he was like, clean the toilets, and he looked so sad. I was like, no.
Yeah, he's not even doing like Mr. Miyagi making it to a best friend.
Right. He's like, is there any particular? Yeah, that's the thing too. He asked, like, is there any particular way you want me to do this? He's like, I don't give a shit.
Right.
I did laugh at that part. Actually.
He said, go practice your karate.
Right. Yeah.
What? Oh boy. So there's a lot of stuff that's gonna happen, y'all. I can't wait to talk to you guys about it after you see a little bit more. So. I think that's about it for Karate Kid, man. I mean, it's only two episodes.
Mm-hmm.
We're happy with it.
Yeah.
Except, you know, my biggest gripe is one's the cinematography. Bigger than that is that it's on YouTube Red. I'm surprised that even a network didn't pick this up.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't this be on ABC or something like that, you know, in prime time? This is great. Anyway, they had both of the actors on the Today Show about a week ago. They were talking about it, and they were very happy with it and stuff like that. And you know, both of those cats look good, man.
You know, as
far as like at their age and stuff, because they're both in their like mid-50s and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, doing karate smooth. Mm-hmm. So that's it, man. I don't have anything else left, man.
Yeah,
we are done. I don't know what we're gonna do next week either.
I like to just say Johnny is hilarious.
Johnny is great.
He's hilarious.
Oh man, so. I think if we don't have a big movie, maybe we should do some kicking off the summer stuff, even though summer's not here, but it's almost here, right?
Yeah.
Might want to do some do a shark movie like Deep Blue Sea or something like that, man.
Oh my god, yeah.
You know? I don't know what's coming to the theaters though, but we wouldn't do it next week anyway.
Yeah, right.
You know? Yeah. So we'll let you know. We'll let y'all know.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm the host of Fangio Patrol. My name is Montego Bradley. With me is the entire posse doing our thing, doing some karate kicks and hanging out in the Dungeons and Dragons and stuff like that. Say goodbye to the people, Tifflebot.
It's been a pleasure as always.
Yes, ma'am. And my right-hand man.
SMOOVE, spell smooth, not Dwayne. and to all the Bad Mamma Jammas.
All right. Oh, you Mother's Day stuff. Oh, that's right. I'm like Bad Mamma Jammas.
Happy Mother's Day.
Okay. So, with that, that's it, right? Until next week, we will be
on
Patrol.
Patrol.